Close your eyes and feel your breath. Where do you feel the breath when you breathe in? Where do you feel it when you breathe out? Focus your attention there. Try some long breathing for a while to see how that feels. And if long breathing feels good, keep it up. If not, you can change. Make it shorter, deeper, shallower, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Experiment to see what kind of breathing feels best for the body right now. When the breath feels good, think of it filling the whole body, because breath here doesn't mean just the air coming in and out through the nose. It's the quality of energy in the body. And think of it flowing freely all the way down to the tips of the fingers, tips of the toes. See if you can maintain that full body awareness. As for any thoughts that come in, you just let them go away. They come and they go. You don't have to get involved. Like traffic on the road. Just let the traffic go past. If you try to get in there and stop the traffic, it runs over you. Here you're stepping out. You're not in the road. You're in the present moment. This is one of the skills the Buddha taught. All of the teachings are basically skills. Even right view is a skillful way of thinking that leads you to act in skillful ways. And so it's good to know the various skills. So today we're making merit for June, dedicating it to her. The question is, when you make merit, how do you make merit? How do you dedicate it? It's a skill. You think about the goodness you want to do. That makes you happy right there. You realize that your level of your mind is high level. It's not just thirsting and hungering for things, but you want to do some goodness. So you do that good act. You be happy about it as you anticipate it. You're happy about it as you're doing it. And then you're happy about it as you reflect. And as you reflect, you might stop and meditate and make the mind quiet. And say, may June also take a share in this merit as well. Now the question is, how does that happen? Because each person has his or her own karma. But you basically say that you're happy to share it with her. If she knows about what you're doing and approves, that's her good. That's her merit. That's her good karma. That's how merit gets dedicated. But it all comes from the mind. We're all trying to develop the skills of the mind. In this case, we want to do good. We think of the goodness that she's done. She's helped set up a hermitage in Canada for the monks here at the monastery. She's been very reliable, very solid person doing that. And has been helpful in all kinds of ways, very circumspect, very discerning. And it's a shame that she had to go so soon. But as the Buddha said, once you're born, you're ready to die at any time. So we think about that, and we think about the fact that we're going to be dying sometime soon as well. Even if we live for another 100 years, when the 100 years is gone, it's gone. You can't carry it around with you. So you want to do good as part of your life as a human being. And you think of the goodness that other people have done, and you want to dedicate your goodness to them. And if they approve, goodness spreads around. So goodness like this doesn't have any boundaries, something that we can share. When you look for happiness in this way, you're looking for happiness in a wise way, in a way that leads to harmony, in a way that leads to cooperation among people. Because when you act in skillful ways, such as being generous, observing the precepts, meditating, you benefit, the people around you benefit as well. So it's good for look up for a happiness that you can share like this, a happiness with no boundaries. And stop and reflect on what you're doing, that this is where goodness comes from in the world. There's pretty things out in the world, beautiful things, but there's a lot of ugliness in the human heart. And so we want to make sure that we develop goodness, beautiful goodness inside our own human hearts. And we appreciate it in others. That's how this human world is a place that's worth living in. So look for your goodness inside. Develop it as a skill. And if you follow the skills of the Buddha, you find it can take you far.